And the answer is, everything, what you think it is, it's not. It's something completely different.
Everything.
Everything. Everything in life. You think he's kind, though, it's not true. He's yeah. It's just not true. It's all a facade. It's not what... Now, let me explain to you. The greatest calculator of wealth and prestige was Haman. Haman sat day and night thinking, oh, I'm going to make it to... Even wanted to take Vashti. He even wanted to come and get rid of Ahasuerus. You know about this? Haman sat day and night contemplating how he's going to make it to the top. Yeah? How he's going to take over and he's going to... Every move he made went against him. Every move he made. He comes to the king at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah? And he sits there. He wants to hang Mordechai. And he tells him, yeah, take it. And Melech, the king, wants to be honored. And what does he think? Here's my chance. Right? Here's my... Who does the king honor? Says he should take the king's horse. And he was trying to do it for himself. He miscalculated. It was all about Mordechai. He put up a tree to hang Mordechai. Guess what? Guess... It was the tree they hung himself on. Everything he did was to calculate, and it went against him. You know the difference between Chanukah and Purim? I want to tell you something interesting. It's something very important to notice. Chanukah is a real ness. It's a real miracle. Purim is a hidden miracle. It's Nes Teva. You read the story, you don't see big miracles in it. There is more miracles in every word of the Megillah than there is in anything else in the Torah. You know that? The entire story in the Megillah is not in the Megillah. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the story of the Purim, a little bit, just to show you how man says one thing, and Hashem is behind the scenes. And I want to tell you this because I believe this Be'emunah Shleimah because I'm older than you. I see this in my life. Everything a person thinks he's doing one thing, the Rubik's Cube of life, the way the Eibishter runs it, it's not this. We think we're... And the truth is Hashem is saying it's not. It's something completely different. Okay, I want to show you something interesting. The way we have the story, how do you know the story of Purim? Haman, there, Esther, right, the Suda. Okay. Haman just happens to fall down on the bed of Esther, right? Is that the story that you know, right? Is that the real story? There's 1,000 more parts to the story. I don't know if you're with it. Haman. Huh? I'm filling the blanks now. That's what I was talking about, Shira. It's a pelvic thing, which is really the answer to your question. Yeah. Haman is sitting by the suit, yeah? Okay. Esther made chikanoz against him, right? She chikanozed him a little bit over there, right? Now you have to understand, he's all excited to come to the second party, right? So excited that he's the big guy, that, right? That's what it says. You know what the Gemara says about this? That was his downfall. Because the king is starting to think, hey, wait a minute, why is Esther inviting him to a second party? Oh, there's an affair. There's something going on behind my back. Tell me something. The king is up at night. He couldn't sleep. Why isn't he able to sleep? You know why he's not able to sleep? You have any idea why he was? Because he was afraid that Haman was having an affair with Esther. And this moron shows up at 4 o'clock. You don't understand. The story is so tremendous. You want to know, do yourself a big favor before Purim. I got it. It's the most fascinating story. Imagine a guy, he's going, for some, which crazy man comes at 1 o'clock in the morning? And what's the answer? He's coming at 1 o'clock in the morning because he couldn't control his hatred. He was so inflamed with hatred that he was crazy enough to come at 1 o'clock. Come on, would you knock a Trump's door at 2 o'clock in the morning? You gotta be insane. It's the most insane thing that a guy would do, right? And this itself makes Achashverosh think, what's the guy doing at 1 o'clock in the morning in my house? What's he doing? Oh, chikanos. Oh, you know how much chikanosing each guy was chikanosing the other guy. You know what's going on over there? It's amazing stuff what's going on here. Second Suda, he goes home and tells his wife, second meal, I'm invited, only me. That's your downfall. This is the worst thing that could have ever happened to you was the second meal. You hear? What happens? She tells the king, right? The king says, right? He goes outside. What happens when he went outside? You know what happens? The angels came and were cutting his beautiful trees. You know this? You don't know this, huh? The angels were sitting cutting his trees. So Achashverosh is saying, what are you cutting my beautiful trees? These are the trees that for years. He says, what do you mean? Haman told us to cut these trees. That's why he comes back inflamed. You know? Haman is standing there begging. Yeah? Begging. Lamaisa, what happens when he's begging? The Malach comes and gives him a push, right? At that moment, Achashverosh comes in and catches him, right? Had it been that this tree, Hine Ha'etz, Talu Olam, hang him. You know what Achashverosh's weakest point was? What was Achashverosh's weakest point? The Gemara says clearly, what kind of a personality did Achashverosh have? Nope. That's your goal. Huh? Nope. That's not what the Gemara says. Nope. That's not what the Gemara says.
Jealous?
Nope. That's not what the Gemara says.
What does the Gemara say?
That's right. So I was waiting for someone to say, what does the Gemara say? You know, there's a story of a big gadol that wanted a son-in-law. So he went to every yeshiva and he said, whoever can answer this question gets my daughter as the shidduch. Whoever. He went from yeshiva to yeshiva, nobody knew how to answer the question. Right? So one boy ran after him and said, Rebbe, forget the shidduch. What's the answer? That's the guy I want. Okay, you got my daughter. Shmai Zachar, it's a very famous story. Same thing. Everyone was trying to get the answer. So he's telling me, so what is the answer? Can't get my daughter. She's a little baby. Sorry. Okay? Stories like this. He was a melech. Ha. Fa. Fi. Chad. Melech. Ha. Fa. Fi. Chon, repeat after me. Ha, fach, fe, chon. Now, why am I saying it like that? Because that's the way he said it. That's the way it was going. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. He was back. He was up. He was
indecisive.
Extremely indecisive.
Schizophrenic.
ADD, CDD, BBC, CDB, DBC. You know, I heard once, and it could be it sounds terrible, could be like I don't know what I'm talking about, like the different, news TV shows have different, like ABC and CDD and BCC and so that. That's what it is. You go from channel, because you have DDC.
ADD.
So you go from one, so it turns to BBC and CBB and CNN and NCC, and right? Okay, now, the point being, had they waited 5 more minutes, you hear? 5 more minutes. He would have cooled down this guy, Achashverosh. He would have become best friends with Haman and killed Mordechai. That's how crazy he was.
Oh, Achashverosh.
He couldn't make up his mind.
Oh, I thought Haman was enough.
No! He couldn't have. He said yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes. That's what he was. When he would go to his therapist, he would ask for a group rate because he was many multiple personalities.
From the time he gave the command.
What? You can use it on everybody and including him also. You could use it 3 times at the same with each guy. Yeah, go ahead. You like it? You like it? Yeah. Group rate. You need a group rate. 5 different people. multiple personalities he has. So I always tie this guy doesn't even have one personality. He's fine. Okay, he's no personality whatsoever. Go ahead, new next.
From the time he gave the command until they actually executed him, he didn't change his mind.
No, it's because 2 seconds. Tuluol took 2 seconds. And that's the whole thing. Ashehechin, he prepared it. The lashon of the pasuk is Ashehechin leMordechai. He prepared. Imagine a guy prepares the guillotine. That's the whole idea. Every step that Haman took was the step to his downfall. Every single solid Perry step that he took was the step to his downfall. So that's a good question. I'm going to answer that in 5 minutes, but you got to first finish that I should tell you this. Reuven Gad was convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that they're doing the biggest thing L'Shem Shem. They were doing the biggest thing L'Shem Hashem, and at once, and he had an embassy. And it's okay. I want to tell you something else. You ready? Listen, listen.
Why they use the reason that they have a lot of wealth? That's why they want it. Why they use that reason altogether if they were having some Menashemayim calculation?
So that was part of it, because Hashem gave us that wealth. So it must be that we belong here. It must be from our wealth. That's what it says. It's a sign from heaven. Everything's a sign from heaven.
What's the sign? That there's a lot of space there?
A lot of times people walk down the block, you hear, and they see a very good sandwich in the window. That's a sign from heaven they're not supposed to go to yeshiva. That's what it is. They go past the movie theater and they see that movie. It's a simon. Well, what are the chances of me passing by the movie? Right? What? The channel, you're flipping the channel and it's just punked at the TV show that I was waiting to watch since I was a simon in Hashemayim. This becomes the story. Now let's read a little bit more, Rabbi Isaac. You hear? Now, let me tell you. Listen to the story. Here, listen. Here it is. It's right here. So let me show you. Yeah, you ready? Here, listen. Okay, here. He says like this. You listening?
Yeah.
They put right away a king. Ushma Yaniach. His name was Yaniach. He was from Shevet Reuven. And he was Mibneim Shalaisim Alachim Shara Yeshua. Then they took a Goyish king.
Goyish king?
That's what it says. Kastina. Umalach Malchi Parasamadai. The kids, sir, they waged war against the Jews. You hear? And he goes through the whole thing. Now listen to what it says. It's fascinating. And they send the letter to Yeshua. What's the letter?
This is the letter.
It's amazing. Here, v'zeh ha'yanuscha. This is the nusach of the letter. What does it say? Ha'yigeres ma'kibetz ha'nifcha ha'me'ushe ma'achi parz ha'ilecha Yeshua benun shalom. Ata ze'ev arvut. Yadanu ma'ashasito b'kiroyvenu. We know what you guys did. You know, he conquered and he destroyed. Listen. No, you listening? I'm giving you 30 days. So we're going to come to Har Ephraim, because Yeshua comes from which Shevet? No? Ephraim. Yeshua's from Ephraim. V'dash anu memei melachim chazakim v'cholecha v'echem itani yesh l'shishim elim gibayim alumadei v'chama. V'imam klei neshek. Kashta mechitzim v'kitzer, we're strong and we're going to conquer you. He sent it in the hands of a shliach. Everyone is standing around the king. He was done them. He was judging them. Avala Imba. He didn't look at the letter. Why? Because he's still in the middle of paskening the Shaylot. Wait, yeah. La'acha shegama adin of natali geres v'yimu k'shirama kasaba kibal al tainis b'tfila. He was mekabel al tainis b'tfila bechi v'tznia he geres b'vaisa. He hid the letter. He don't want to show anybody this letter. Yeah. It was Shavuos.
And it was a war, right before Shavuos.
He didn't want them to cause pain to the Jewish people on Shavuos. But after Shavuos, he gathered all the people and he said, you got to hear this. He says like this, I fought many wars. Yeah. And I won them all. And I wasn't afraid. But from these kings, I'm afraid. Why? That's a good question. What happened? Why is it that he was afraid? I don't see it. All of a sudden,
is there a reason of the war, Rabbi?
Huh?
Is there a reason of the war? Like, what's the problem that they want?
Revenge!
Over what?
He took over all of Israel. What do you mean? Yeshua conquered Israel.
What's the problem?
So they're taking revenge now. No, this is together with the rest of the nations. Yeah. I see the time is 10, so I don't know how much more time we have. So let's just finish the story. Yeah. The kids are. They went to war. You hear? And they won. Yeshua Yatzim Kalkhmer Hagim Sanem Achle Nishmem Sarah Palit. Kay Yoyb the Kalibach. So what was the end of the story? The end of the story was that they jumped ship. This Yaniach, and he kept the original promise, yeah, that he would go into Chutz Laaretz and fight. So he went together with Yeshua and he fought. So what's the question? Why is all this not in the Tanakh? The Rishonim tell us that any Nevuah which is not Nogel Ledorot is not written in the Tanakh.
It's not a metaphor, maybe?
This is not a metaphor. This happened. You know, I want to tell you something interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu was a king in Kush. You know that?
In the Torah, not written.
But it doesn't say in the Torah.
Why not? No, that was afterwards. Afterwards, King Kush, he got married. Why is it not in the Torah? You hear Yehuda? Why is it not in the Torah? You know, the first thing that we find about Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we find about Moshe? Vayetzel Echav, Vayar B'Sivlotam. Bali Musar tell us, Bali Ashkafa tell us, the Torah chooses what we need to know about Moshe Rabbeinu.
So why do we have to know this other story then?
That's a great question. Now you're asking. That's a great question.
No, why are we hearing all those things?
You, my friend, have a good head and you think. That's a tremendous question. I don't fully have the answer because I have this question. Many Ashkenazi Jews cringe at these stories because of what you just said.
What do you mean by cringe?
Cringe. Why do I have to know these wild stories? What do I have from it? Let me answer what I think in 1 minute, because the truth is we don't have. You understand this? He's asking a great question. All these wild stories. So I'll answer you like this. There's two things in the Torah. There's Torah, which is eternal, and there's lessons that should be learned from our forefathers. There's a big lesson from them. Moshe Rabbeinu was a king. This prepared him to be the king of Klal Yisrael. Many Mefarshim say, you know, people don't just delay. It's everything is a process to get to where you have to get.
You have to get the experience. Yeah. Hashem
runs everyone's life in a way like where you need to be at the end of your life, you'll have the experience that will get you there. Again, let me repeat what I just told you. Everyone's life is like, okay, I'll tell you where this is brought down, something interesting. Ze sefer toldot Adam. Yom bro Elokim et Adam. What is ze sefer toldot Adam? The Farshim say that every person is a book. Every person is a book, has a script. And his life, all the experiences of his life, are there to make him the biggest and best person that he could be. We live our lives extremely calculated with our small, narrow minds. We think, if I do this, I'll gain, and if I stand there, and if I... And Hashem is telling us, that's not what where you should be and what you should be doing. That's not what it is.
And therefore, to get experience.
Hashem exposes the person to the experiences in life that he needs to be the biggest person he can be. Yeah. Okay, we're going to continue with this. Your topic is...
So to answer the question, if we're supposed to plan...